Hi, this is Carolyn, and I have Aaron and Michelle here with me. And we decided very last minute, as we were recording a different podcast, to do a podcast on what is in your tennis bag. So this is off the top of our heads, what we know that we have in our tennis bag, and we're going to check to see if anybody has anything weird. So Aaron, what do you have in your tennis bag?
So I'm kind of a planner and I'm a mom, so I carry kind of a lot of stuff. So I have two rackets. I try to keep the exact same racket, but right now one of my strings is broken in one of my rackets, so I just have two different rackets. And I have grips for my rackets, which I like to change a lot. And in my grips bag, I'm a huge nerd. In my grips bag, I have not only the grips, I have a pair of scissors, I have some electrical tape in case I don't like the, I know that's weird, but in case I don't like the tape that was given to me with the grips, you know, how they give you like that one little tiny strip.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So sometimes I don't like those. So I have like electrical tape, like little skinny electrical tape. Okay. That's in my grip bag. And then I have ibuprofen.
Yes.
I have, gosh, what else? Right now it's winter, so I have a pair of my Wilson tennis gloves, which have like leather on the palms and then like wool on the back, which I love. They're very nerdy. And then I used to carry like a wrap. What are those called? For your ankle. Like if I sprained my ankle, I would
like
have
an ankle brace?
Yeah. No, not a brace, but
like a first aid kit.
Yes. Basically, I have a first aid kit.
An ace bandage.
Thank you, Nurse Michelle, an ace bandage. I don't know if I have that now or not, but I used to carry one of those. I'm like, I have never almost sprained my ankle or been with anybody that's sprained their ankle that I've needed to wrap.
Just in case.
Okay, what else do I have? I don't carry anything like, I don't actually carry like an extra pair of socks, which now I'm thinking I should. Michelle's crying.
I am dying laughing.
What else? Okay, let me tell you. In the summertime.
I don't have any of that. I know you don't.
That's why it makes you laugh so hard. I can't wait to hear what's in your bag. So in the summertime, it gets really hot where we live when we play, and I play a lot of singles. So I used to carry like salt tabs.
Yes. I'm saying yes. Like
you're saying yes, like that's normal. It's not really normal. I think I got them when we were going to States, and I was afraid. Like again, like I said, I'm a mom, so I tend to like put stuff in my tennis bag that I think my friends might need too. So I think we were going to States, and I was like, if anyone passes out, I'll have some salt tabs for them. And then actually, one time going to States, I bought everybody fans, like little, you know, like you'd. Like a whirly fan
that
you could, like a fan that you could like squirt water through the fan and then it'll cool you down.
Like Disney has this.
Yes, Disney fans. So I don't have that in my tennis bag currently, but that is something crazy that I came up with at one point. So I think that's it. I'm sure I'll think of more when you guys go over yours. I always keep like a snack, like usually like a protein bar. I've probably had one in there for 6 months now. I probably should go into my tennis bag and see what I have. And then like a towel or like a cooling towel. That's all I can think of. I probably have a lot more, but those are the best things I can think of.
I was going to say, I bet you anything you've got a lot more than that.
I'll bet I do.
Yeah, we're going to have to videotape this at some point.
Yeah, actually, Carolyn, I want to hear what's in yours. You have a big bag.
Oh, yeah, I have a big bag. I'm like you, Erin. I've got to have everything with me. I've got an extra set of clothes normally if I have a match because halfway through I'll go to the bathroom and sometimes change clothes if it's really hot. I now to have the rules with me, a friend at court, because now since I've read it, I want to be like, no, that's not the rule.
I will tell you.
Luckily, I have them with me.
I will tell you, I will never have those in my bag, but I would never, I would imagine you'll always have them in your
bag. Yeah, I'm always going to have it. I have a lot of the goos, like caffeine goos, so that if I'm not, you know, playing so well, I'll take some of those out and see if it helps me any. I have like a calf sleeve for one time. My calf was really tight, and so I have these bright pink calf sleeves. I have mustard. In case
I was thinking about mustard, I don't have it, but it is a very smart thing to have
from Chick-fil-A that I got on the way to state. So they're probably like 5 years old.
Have you ever taken them?
Yes, and it worked.
It does. Yeah,
it worked.
It made me also crave like
chicken nuggets,
ballpark food. Yeah, like a hot dog. I'm like, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was actually pretty tasty, but then I was like, but now I want a hot dog too, so.
Yeah, yeah. And then I have like tissues. I have an extra scorecard.
What kind of a scorecard?
Like scorecards, you know, for like sometimes places don't have.
Like the flip thing?
The flip cards.
Yeah. I thought you meant a scorecard like you were writing down, like you were exchanging lineups, like that.
Just that flip. Because some courts don't have that.
Yeah.
And so I've noticed. And then I don't have like chalk. Some people have chalk always on them. I never have that. But I've got a lot. My bag's normally heavy. There's a lot of stuff in there. I have a big bag.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about you, Michelle? What do you have?
Okay. So is this a setup?
Yes. It's actually an intervention, Michelle.
Wait, is someone going to be my tennis fairy godmother and help me? No, I don't have any of that stuff. No, at different points and different times, I probably have had a more stocked tennis bag. But, and I don't know, it's not just COVID, but of late, I don't take my tennis bag. I just have my purse and my racket and some water and a diet.
Yep.
And a Diet Coke or whatever. But I think the mustard was the one thing I didn't think was going to get mentioned that I usually do have, like if it's super hot or we're doing something important, you know, not just like what, like this year's been so strange that I don't know. It's hard to think back to when like I actually paid attention, but I in no way ever touched either one of your tennis preparation bags. Like not even close. But I did. You did forget to mention the sweaty, like wristbands or the sweaty when your hands get super sweaty because we are in the South. My favorite story about that are the grippy cloths, the ones that are like the meshy, sticky cloths.
Well, oh, yeah.
I picked it out of my bag and I was so near death and sweaty. I was trying to wipe my face and I accidentally wiped my face with my grippy towel. I do not recommend that. You can mat all your eyelashes together and it's really hilarious, but definitely not the intended purpose of that. But the mustard was there and the things to keep, you know, dry your hands, a spare towel, a visor, sunscreen. Yeah,
and now I bring, sunscreen and all that.
Sunscreen's a good one. Michelle, I've seen you use sunscreen out there before. And I remember thinking, I need to start doing that. Where you'd put it in your hair.
Yeah. Use it for your part. I mean, those are really good because you know, we're in the sun a lot. So it's smart to have some self-care products like that. Yeah. You know, lip stuff I have to wear. I'm super fair. So I have to wear sunscreen on my lips all the time, like all year round. So.
Yeah, sunscreen, I forgot about, but I just feel like it's just cold right now, so we've kind of forgotten.
Sometimes bug spray. I mean, I've had times where...
That's a good one.
We have our car, so what I don't have in my bag, I have in my car, but...
Well, I have a whole first aid kit in my car. You would think I could just leave my ace bandage in the car, but... and the other thing, too, that I have, usually I actually bring the whole thing with me out on the court now. It's not even in my bag, but hand sanitizer. I've actually played several matches recently where either myself or someone else brings out the hand sanitizer, sticks it on the end where we change ends, and literally says, like, this is for anybody, you know, anybody can use it. So.
Right. Yeah. It's more like if you see it, you'll use it. Out of sight, out of mind. So have it out there.
Yeah.
It's probably good advice.
Yeah. I just love that Carolyn and I have like these big bags and I love that Michelle just rolls up with her racket and purse.
When I first started really trying to play, when I moved to this area, when I joined this club, my son was little. So he's 12 now. So he was probably 1.5 and he still had a diaper bag. And so for years I had this cute floral little like wipe down like backup diaper. That was my tennis.
That was your
bag.
Tennis bag. That's awesome.
Did I not admit that? I don't know.
I think it's great. Smart.
Because you probably have Cheerios in there. You have snacks. You'd have baby wipes. You'd have all the essentials that you need.
Yeah. But I never will have a big bag. I just feel like I just can't possess that kind of authority to carry like a real tennis bag. Oh. Mine will always be like the cute like my camo bag is what I have now, sort of trendy something.
I'm opposite.
I feel like I can't carry like a big girl tennis bag. I'm just not.
I'm opposite because I like to change, like in the summer, I love to take my tennis shoes off and put on my flip flops and stick it all in my bag and have my, like Carolyn said, like an extra change of clothes in the summer. And so my bags, I feel like my bags get bigger and bigger as opposed to my purses get smaller and smaller every year because I don't have little kids anymore. My tennis bag gets to be like big because I tend to carry everything with me to matches.
But I'll tell you this, it does scare me when I see somebody just roll up with a racket.
Really? See, I think yes. the opposite. When I,
see I think the opposite.
Got, like, 10 yeah. rackets, I'm like,
yeah. yeah.
I think tennis jewelry is scary. And I think once at States, we played a woman who had a tennis tattoo on her calf.
Ooh.
And that was scary.
That was scary. That would be scary.
Beat her.
That's commitment. yeah. That's yeah. commitment to
I'm
the
gonna
sport.
I'm going
to
get a pickleball set on mine. Yeah. In the summer, people will put like a washcloth wet in a Ziploc, or if they have a frog tog,
yeah.
it really does cool down your core if you can get your around your
yeah.
neck wet.
I put those in the summer. I put them in a cooler with ice.
Yeah, this is the towel. Cooler. This is something separate from the bag. We have.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, Carolyn has a whole cooler too. She brings out her Gatorades. I mean, you should stick like vodka in there because she could make us mix yeah. drinks after a match because with her cooler.
I bring so much stuff.
She brings two bags. She brings her big bag and she brings her big cooler bag. When she's yeah. playing singles, because she knows she's going to pass out. She needs to be hydrated.
That's why it scares me when someone shows up with just a racket. I'm like, how are you doing that?
Yeah, yes. like a pocket. You need like a pocket medic to pop out of there when you're by yourself. I'm going to bring out like, I've got this cute little pineapple drink shaker. Just bring it out like do my Gatorade over ice. Like
that's what you should do. That would be awesome if someone did that. That would be great.
I mean, yeah. I may not be prepared, but it will be fun.
That exactly. We'll have that's what it should be about.
Thanks very much to Erin and Michelle for telling us what is in their tennis bags. I have to tell you that the first time I met Michelle was during a USTA match. She was my partner, and I had my huge bag, and she rolled up with her tennis racket and a Diet Coke, and she was by far the best player on the court. If you guys have any other advice for what we should include in our tennis bags, or if you carry anything else that may be a little strange, let us know. You can message us on our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.